Tom was working at the U.S. Embassy in Iran in the late 1970s, and soon he and 51 other Americans would be in the world's spotlight for over a year. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. A Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farm in the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farm in the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
The world is frozen, silenced by quarantines, isolated by distance. But while work for you may have changed, out here, we're still going strong. The crops will get planted, the livestock will be fed, and your food will continue to be grown, just like it's been for generations. American agriculture farms on, today and tomorrow, for our family and yours.
It was November 4, 1979. The U.S. Embassy had just been overrun by young Iranians who took American staff, including Thomas Schaefer, hostage. He never imagined he would be held over a year.
I didn't think it would last that long, not until Khomeini kind of sprinkled his holy water on the whole thing and said, "You done well." Once they got the okay by Khomeini, that's when they stayed on. And then the primary purpose was to use the hostages to trade to get the Shah back.
It has often been reported that Iranian students overtook the embassy, but Schaefer says that's not very accurate.
Some were students, and I could speak their language, so I'd ask them, "Well, if you're a student, what are you studying? Where do you go to school?" Well, they admit they weren't students. They saw a good chance of overrunning an embassy and probably getting three meals a day that when they weren't used to getting.
Although Schaefer soon realized that he and other hostages would be held captive for not days but months, he still was optimistic that he would survive.
I knew well that in most hostage situations, they want you alive and well because you are an asset to them. You're not good if you're dead. But I knew this. I knew they wanted us alive. That made me feel pretty good.
As the senior military person at the embassy, Schaefer's actions would serve as a role model to about 25 others under his command. Although he tried to stay optimistic, he was certainly seeking assistance from above.
When I went into captivity, I knew the Lord quite well. I knew the power of prayer quite well. I might have been a practicing Christian. I became a participating Christian in captivity. There's a major difference there, by the way.
He began and ended each day with prayer and said several prayers during the day as well. It was an ordeal that would span 444 days. We'll have more with Tom Schaefer next time as we travel the countryside. In Peoria, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCray.